Shabbat Shalom. Holy Father, please bless your people. Thank you for this day of rest and peace with you. Amen. Tazria is today's parashah, and it's from Leviticus 12 and 13. Sitting here in this temple on March 8th, God spoke to me in the small, quiet voice that Del spoke about in his Torah portion. He was still speaking to me while Sam preached. You see, I was not listening to God as I should have been. Today's parashah, Tazria, was confounding me. I could not understand it and why it was there in the Torah. And that's because I wasn't just giving it to God and asking for his help. I don't know why I have such a hard time remembering to give my issues and my problems to God. When I do, things work out. When I don't, things don't work out. Like Sam said on March 8th, most of my stuff has way too much me in it and not enough God in it. The Bible is a book that no man could write, even if he wanted to, and no man would write, even if he could. And these two chapters are living proof that this book is God's Word. This one, right here. Living proof. The reason I know the Bible is God's Word in this case is no man would have included these two chapters. They're harsh and they're drawn out, and they speak of separation and very hard facts. Chapters 12 and 13 of Leviticus deal with cleansing, childbirth, circumcision, blood, and one of the most, if not the most, horrifying diseases ever known to mankind, leprosy. My problem came with my worrying about what to say about these things. My wife pointed out to me, and I use my wife for counsel a lot. She can tell when trouble's on me, and she'll ask me what's the matter, and then she'll tell me what her opinion is. In this case, you know, she was right. She pointed out to me that In scriptures, there's always at least two things that you can learn within the scripture that God's trying to teach you. So this wasn't completely about leprosy, childbirth, circumcision. There was something else involved. For instance, when a baby was born, the mother was considered unclean for 40 days, if it was a girl, and 20 days if it was a boy. And she was not allowed to touch any holy thing or to go inside the sanctuary. And I'm not going to leave you hanging on that one. The boy was 20 days less time because he was circumcised, and that also was part of the cleansing of the boy. Why? What is unclean about the birth of a beautiful baby? This is an occasion for flowers and balloons and little stuffed animals. God himself said, "Be fruitful and multiply," in Genesis 1:28. In this passage, God is showing us something that is difficult for us to embrace. He's declaring that when a baby is born, as glorious and wonderful as that event is, it causes uncleanness because another sinner is added to the world. Contrary to some psychological thought, babies don't arrive here with a clean slate. Man is not a sinner because he sins. He sins because he's a sinner. Foolishness, rebellion, and sin are built into the heart of a child. If you have kids, you know this to be true. No parent has ever had to teach his child how to have a temper tantrum, or to disobey, or to be sneaky. No decent parent teaches his or her children how to sin. God did and does teach us how to deal with the sin and get rid of it. All we need to do is ask for his help and to read his word and then do what God tells us to do. Leprosy was an insidiously wicked disease. It began innocently enough with a white patch on people's skin. From there it grows and takes over most or all of the people's skin. Back then there was no cure. The people's only defense was to separate the infected ones from the rest so as not to infect more people. It's very, very contagious. The Kohens, or priests, were charged with diagnosing leprosy, but not the doctors. Before Yeshua came, there was no cure. You couldn't go get fixed anywhere. Only one man had been cured in the history of the world, and that was Naaman. Yeshua cured the lepers who came to him and had faith in him, and that was a miracle. Just like him curing sin throughout the world is a miracle. And there's the second lesson. We could equate the leprosy to sin. Leprosy caused people to be forever separated from their loved ones, and that's what sin does too. It destroys relationships, it splits families, and it breaks hearts. Like a scab, sin covers that which needs to be healed. Tazrat was essentially a spiritual disease, an affliction that the Lord used to help lead his people to repent through the miracle of recovery. The Babylonian Talmud lists 7 causes for Tazrat: murder, adultery, pride, theft, stinginess, a vain oath, and most of all for the sin of Lashon Hara. This is not in the Bible, this is in the Talmud, which means evil tongue. Basically, it's gossip or spreading evil reports. Such behavior is explicitly forbidden in Leviticus 19:16. And that says, "You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord." Leprosy also attached itself to clothing as a way in, to infect people who were not previously infected. This is the same with sin. Wise moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas do not allow sin to sneak its ugly way into their homes by way of questionable music, clothing, posters, or TV shows. If you want your kids to warm your heart instead of breaking it, make sure you fully understand that sin leads to sorrow, while holiness leads to joy. Yeshua wants to clean us, our houses, and our clothing. Matthew 8, 2 and 3 tells us about a leper who approached him. "And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately the leprosy was cleansed." He is waiting for us and our loved ones to approach him and ask him to be cleansed right now. "Thank you, Lord, for making it so easy to be cleansed. It's as easy as ABC. A is for ask. We need to ask you into our hearts. B is for believe. We need to believe you are our salvation. C is for confess. We need to confess our sins to you and ask to be cleansed. Your word to us, our families, and our congregations is, be cleansed. Thank you. Amen. Shabbat shalom."